Have you felt the world has lost its mind? That people don't have common sense anymore? Don't fear. This Common Sensocrat is here and you're not alone. You may agree, disagree, or just want to listen. If you're always up for a good time with some humor and some real talk, then you are in the right place. I'm going to update you all with the latest news in politics, culture, lifestyle, fashion, so much more. I am your host, Carrington Rowe, so gear up for the harshest truth, not the sweetest lie. Let's go. Hey, Common Sensocrats, make sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm on Spotify, Google, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. I am also updating videos for my YouTube and Rumble channel, but definitely subscribe to those anyway. So hit that button that looks like a bell so you can immediately get notified when those videos are released. Like and follow on all of the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, and Getter, Instagram, TikTok, Telegram, and of course, follow me on commonsensocrats.locals.com. If you have any suggestions on topics that you want me to cover and or have any questions, don't hesitate to email common.sensocrat@gmail.com. And now, back to the show.
She was someone who was loved by everyone who worked with and liked by everyone who worked with and admired. Even now, I find it hard to believe that. It just doesn't seem real to me.
You haven't said much in public since that tragic accident. Why speak out now? I think the big question, and the one you must have asked yourself 1,000 times, how could this have happened? You described it as a 1 in a trillion shot, and the gun was in your hand. How do you come to terms with that? It wasn't in the script for the trigger to be pulled.
Well, the trigger wasn't pulled. I didn't pull the trigger.
So you never pulled the trigger?
No. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull a trigger at them, never.
What did you think happened? How did a real bullet get on that set?
I have no idea. Someone put a live bullet in a gun. A bullet that wasn't even supposed to be on the property.
How do you respond to actors like George Clooney who say that every time they were handed a gun, they checked it themselves? Your emotions are so clearly so right there on the surface. You felt shock. You felt anger. You felt sadness. Do you feel guilt? You said you're not a victim, but is this the worst thing that's ever happened to you?
Yes. Yeah. Because I think back, and I think of what could I have done.
Dun, 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 the dramatic music. Yeah. I just have some questions about this whole thing. For one, going and doing the interview with the former Clinton communications guy, you know, George Stephanopoulos, or as I like to call him, George Step on All of Us. I mean, what a great choice for Baldwin, because that way Baldwin could control the PR narrative, right? Because really, George won't, let's be honest, but George was the perfect choice for that. Also, the crocodile tears? Really, Alec? There is literally no tears. There aren't any tears coming out of your eyes. So, really? Now, of course, you have the dramatic, soft piano music, really like a movie trailer, right? That really builds in that, you know, Alec will get through this and yes, he will make it through, situation and vibe that they're, you know, going for. Now I have one, now the biggest one that I have, I'm kind of scratching my head about here. I didn't pull the trigger. I would never point a gun at anybody and pull the trigger at them. Okay. And also when he says the whole thing where we shouldn't have had a live round. Okay, well, not only are you the star of the movie, or at least an actor, I don't remember if he was the actual star or not, but the fact that he was in the movie, his responsibility, like I said in my other episode, my prop gun starring Alec Baldwin just talking about the gun safety on a film set and theater and all of that, if you remember that episode, how do you not know, as a producer even? That's a big thing. I mean, how do you not even know as a producer what's going on? Because like I said in my last episode about this, there were a lot of discrepancies that were discussed prior to this horrific incident. So the whole, I didn't pull the trigger, I would never point a gun at anybody and pull the trigger at them. Well, then how the hell did Helena get shot and die? The gun doesn't shoot itself, Alec. Hate to tell you that, but it's true. Now, I have some questions about the actual, I didn't pull the trigger argument here. Now, of course, you have to ask, like, okay, well, if that's the case, if you didn't pull the trigger, then did you point the gun at someone? Because if, let's just say, because I do shoot, like, if my gun kills someone that I pointed it at, I don't think a judge is going to take the, I didn't pull the trigger, as a defense. Sorry, you clearly pointed it at Hutchins. Now, sure, it was unintentional, obviously. I'm not accusing you of being a murderer. But that's what happened. That is what happened. You pointed the gun in Helena's direction, and you pulled the trigger. So, yeah, that's common sense. I don't know how you can get out of that, but it's Alec Baldwin, and he's going to literally try to make his name be good again in any way, shape, or form at all. Like, it's, yeah. Anyway, my next question, how did the gun fire? Now, guns don't just shoot themselves magically. They don't just have their own brains and just go. Now, the thing about the type of gun that Alec was shooting, Alec was using an antique revolver on the set of Rust, which is a Western film. Now, such revolvers use a single or a double action of the trigger to fire. Single action can only fire if someone pulls the hammer back. Double action uses the trigger to set and release the hammer. Okay, that is how it works. And then also another question, did Baldwin graze the trigger by accident while he was pointing the gun carelessly in Hutchins' direction? And or did he hit it against something that caused it to discharge? You know, these are questions you really have to think of here, okay, in all sincerity. Did Baldwin, here's another one, all right, did Alec cock the weapon? Or if not, might it have been handed to him that way? If that's the case, what kind of armorer would do that? That is an absolute no-no if they handed Alec the gun that was already cocked. Lord, I mean, there are so many questions to ask, especially after he said, I didn't pull the trigger. Well, clearly a trigger was pulled, so, and you had the gun. So, and I'm doing everything I can because I have that side of me that's like, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt. Even though I can't stand the guy, I want to, but if you're going to deny pulling the trigger just to say, oh, I didn't pull the trigger. Yeah. You're definitely trying to, you know, you're using a cop out. So I hate that this is coming back into the limelight. I really do. But local investigations are still, underway. So I think we should just let them announce what they find. But of course they won't, because Alec Baldwin probably has all the control over this, let's be real, and his team. But I also, he should not be doing any interviews right now. Absolutely none. If he were smart, this is clearly showing how dumb he really is, because he should be zipping it right now, especially in this case. He needs to zip it. Any other person, you don't hear anybody else that was on the set speaking out, do you? It's all Alec. All about Alec. Ugh. I mean, it's a tragedy. This whole thing is a tragedy, and I had to do a little rant episode, a short rant episode on this, because it really drives me crazy, this whole thing. But anyway, If you would like, email me your thoughts at common.sensocrat@gmail.com. Let me know your thoughts. Message me on Facebook, because, you know, we're going to be talking about this for a while, unfortunately, because of Alec Baldwin bringing it back up in the spotlight. Which, yes, it needs to be figured out, but Lord, this is just not the way to do it. But of course, Alec Baldwin will do what Alec Baldwin's going to do. So, that's it. So, anyway, on a lighter note, I'm very excited to drop my Kim Klasick episode tomorrow. I hope you all are pumped. And I know I am. I'm really excited. And I look forward to it. It'll be dropped at midnight. So check it out wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Google, wherever. And yeah, I cannot wait. So definitely be on the lookout for that. And that's all I have for you tonight, folks. So until next time, bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and rate 5 stars in the Apple Podcasts. I need to spread the word as much as possible about this podcast, and you all are such a big help for that. So thank you so much, and I look forward to you all to listen to the next episode.